This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about who we are, or we could say our true identity. If any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. So you are not identified by God by the outward appearance or the outward man. Man is a spirit. He has a soul and he lives in a body. Your spirit, the real you, the eternal you, became new when you were born again. You are no longer a sinner saved by grace. You are a new creation. And the only way you could be a sinner saved by grace is if God recreated you a sinner. And that would be contrary to his plan, contrary to his nature, and God doesn't create sinners. The Bible says we were created in righteousness and true holiness. We are righteous, holy beings. Our identification is not what you see in the mirror. Your identification is not what it says on your driver's license. Your identification is not what they call you in your family. Your identification is who you are in Christ. So the only way to know who you are in Christ is to read Christ's letters to you, God's letters to you, and that is the Bible. The Bible is God speaking to us, and we identify who we are and what God wants us to do and what we can do and who we are by reading the Bible. If you listen to the world, they'll tell you you're just an animal. Some will tell you you're just a nuisance on this earth. Others will tell us that Christians are the problem. We're right behind the Jews as far as being a problem. No, we are who God says we are. You know, you ever see someone build something or draw something and you say, well, what is it? Well, they'll tell you. Well, God tells you who you are because he created you. You are his workmanship, created, not refurbished, created in Christ Jesus. If you want to do the will of God and you want to please your Father and you want to live the true Christian life, then you'll stop calling yourself what you were and start calling yourself what God says you are. And one of the worst things you can call yourself is a sinner saved by grace, because cows moo, dogs bark, and sinners sin, and we're not supposed to sin. We've been free from sin. We're no longer under the dominion of sin. Sin shall no longer rule over us. But as long as you go around confessing that you're a sinner, then you'll believe you're a sinner. And if you believe you're a sinner, guess what? You're much more likely to sin. You're much more likely to sin. You got to find out who you are. Jesus Christ came into this world. He said, a body you've prepared for me. And he was placed in that body. His spirit was placed in that body. The body was created by Joseph and Mary, but the spirit was from God. And he found out who he was the same way that you have to, because the Bible says he became like us in all ways. You know, my oldest son, when he was 2 years old, we'd show him pictures in a dog book, and he memorized every dog in that dog book, and it was about 50 pages memorized by the pictures. By the time he got to be six, he couldn't understand why he didn't know how to read. He thought he ought to know how to read without learning how to read. Well, we have churches full of people who think they know who they are, who never bothered to find out who they are. They take man-made titles, you know, and there's a lot of titles that are not from God. And they take who they are from the world. And 2 Corinthians 4:4 says, Satan's the god of this world. We need to be just like Jesus. He became like us so that we could become like him. We need to get into the Word of God, and we need to find out who we are. And then we need to begin to renew our minds. Romans 12:1. Says you may prove the good, the well-pleasing, and the perfect will of God after your mind is renewed. Well, certainly your mind needs to be renewed as to who you are. Jesus found out who he was, and everywhere he went, he told people who he was. He said, the Father and I are one. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Have you ever dared to confess the Spirit of the Lord is upon me? Have you ever dared to confess I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit? I'm the body of Christ? The reason you don't act like the temple of the Holy Spirit is because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And who is going to see to it that you hear the Word of God? You are. That's exactly what it says in Mark 11:23. It says, you have to believe that what you say shall come to pass, and then you'll have whatsoever you say. That's called the word of faith. Confession brings possession. You got born again when you confessed Jesus as Lord. You confessed you were a Christian, you became a Christian. If you want to be an active, working, profitable Christian, then you'll find out in the Bible who you are, what you're supposed to do, what God wants you to do, what you can do, and begin to confess it until you have faith to do it. The word of faith says Jesus doesn't have to come down here. He said, the word is nigh you. In other words, he said, in your mouth and in your heart. The word of God in your mouth and in your heart takes the place of Jesus. Doesn't it? Sure it does. He said, you don't have to say, and we've all said it at some time or another, oh, I wish Jesus would show up and do this or that. Help me. He did. He sent his word. Put it in your heart and in your mouth. Actually, put it in your mouth and in your heart, Romans says. Put it in your mouth. What's God going to watch over to perform? The word of God. You know, Jesus said, the words that I speak are not my own words. They're his words, and he does the works. I say the words, he does the works. I wonder if God has a different plan. No, you say the words, he'll do the works. You can't do the works. He does the works. Jesus said, I don't do the works. Even though he said, the works that I do, you shall do also. He meant, you speak the words, he'll do the works. If you believe it, and if you speak it. Hebrews 4:14 is a good scripture. And like a lot of scriptures, we kind of sometimes take it out of context. It's true in or out of context, but it has a deeper meaning in context. But let's look first at Hebrews 4:14. It says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. Another place in Hebrews it says, hold fast the confession of your faith. Seeing that we have this great high priest, he's the high priest of our confession. What does a high priest do? He presents our offerings to God. That's what the high priest does. Go back to verse 12 and get the context. You'll see it in a little different meaning or a deeper meaning. Verse 12 says, and we often separate it too, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give an account. Seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. He's talking about holding fast to the confession of the Word of God, isn't he? Said, the Word of God is powerful. Hold fast to it. It doesn't matter what you see. You just hold fast to the Word of God, and what you see will change. Hold fast means to cling tenaciously. It's easy to confess what you feel and what you see, but you have to hold tenaciously to confessing the Word of God. Tenacious. I don't know why she said this, but there was a couple of ministers that were friends of Colette's when I met her, and one of them said to her, said, you know, he's like a bulldog. Me, talking about me. Well, a bulldog, you ever been around a bulldog? They hold tenaciously. To what? To the confession of the Word of God. Confession means to say the same thing as. Hold fast to saying the same thing that God says. How long? Till faith turns to sight. Most Christians, now listen to me, most Christians have never dared to believe the Bible enough to make it personal and then confess what God says about them and do it consistently, tenaciously, until. There's lots of personal accounts of people. I'm thinking right now of Fred Price. Fred Price had some sort of growth on his shoulder, had it for years, had it removed surgically, and it came back. And he discovered Brother Hagin. And he believed that what Brother Hagin preached was the Word of God, and he began to confess. He cursed this thing and began to call those things that be not as though they were. And it eventually, he'd had it for years and years and years and years, but he tenaciously held fast to his confession that it was cursed and it was gone for months, and it obeyed. Amen. See, it's easy to hold fast to your confession for 30 seconds, even 30 minutes, but how about 6 months? Amen. Norval Hayes' daughter, he can take a short story and make it long, and then longer. Brother Hagin used to say, Norval only has two speeds, slow and slower. But Norval, he tells a story that his daughter had warts all over her body. And Norval began to pray. He discovered that God healed, and for 3 years he asked God to remove those warts. He met Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin stayed at his home. He said, Norval, how long are you going to put up with those warts? He said, what do you mean? How long am I going to put up with them? I don't have them. He said, well, it's in your house. Why are you putting up with it? He said, so I thought, well, he knows something I don't know. And so he began to seek God. And he said, God took him to heaven. And God said, well, Norval, how long are you going to put up with that? He said, God, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have it. And he said, curse it and it'll leave. And he did. And he thanked God that it was gone for months. And then one day, his daughter's name was Zona. One day, she was putting some clothes away, and she reached out, and she noticed on her arm, all the warts were gone instantly. But he had to hold fast. Why, the devil doesn't want you to learn that these things work. And the Bible says to cling tenaciously. If there wasn't... Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. We are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come. And I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through the body of Christ.